Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va?
Well, hopefully you guys had a great week. I'm here with my new companion, Elder Dica Bele. Mon compañero Choco, mon gars.
Okay, bonjour, la famille. How are you? I'm very happy to work with Edel Le Baron. He's a very companion, a very best companion for me. But my English is not correct. I'm learning English. Mm-hmm. But before finish to work with Edel Le Baron, I will speak correct English.
Yes, you will. You will speak very good English, my man.
No problem. So I greet all members, all family members, father, mother, the brothers and sisters.
Just brothers. I only have five brothers.
You have not a sister.
No sisters.
Okay, I greet you. I love you so much.
Merci beaucoup, mon gars.
It's my awesome companion. He's the best. So, let's see. This week was pretty awesome. Let's see. Transfer was on Wednesday. So that's kind of like, because I didn't write you guys Monday because like we didn't have any time. We got back to the apartment at like 6 after our activity because we had a zone activity on Monday together. And so like it was super fun. Like we all got up, like I got up, cleaned the apartment Monday and stuff, like washed my clothes, and then we got ready for like the activity. And then we went, and I was like at the beach. So it was like with our whole zones, like Elder Opa and like Elder Anderson and like Elder Jensen and Bullock, like all they all came and stuff. And like we were playing football because Elder Opa found like an American football. And so we were playing football. So that was super awesome. And then we played some soccer, ate some food and stuff, and it was just super fun. We were just like talking just with a bunch of everyone. It was awesome. Then let's see. Then jeez. Sorry, I like just turned on my fans because it's kinda hot. Let's see, so I had the activity and stuff. And then let's see, so that was Monday. Tuesday, I forgot to write in my journal, but basically, like, we didn't have the key for the church, so we just did our district meeting in the apartment. And then after that, we stayed there, like, all day. And just, like, I just ended up, like, washing the rest of my clothes and just, like, packed my stuff for transfers, which was Wednesday. And that was, like, basically, like, all we did Tuesday. It was kind of lame, but it was, like, whatever. Wednesday was pretty good. I got up, got like everything ready to head out for my new sector. And it like took forever to leave because Elder Lacombe like wanted to just like clean the whole apartment and stuff, like move beds around, like stuff to like get the apartment ready for like his new companion to come. So I don't even know, it's kind of weird. So I was just like waiting for him, and then we went and bought some food, just like ate some lunch. But actually no, it was like breakfast, lunch, I don't even know, it was like brunch. And then we left to go get a taxi like for my luggage and stuff. And what was super awesome was that like it was like honestly a miracle. So like they have these one taxis that are like super long, and it's like you can put like a lot of luggage in them, but they're so rare to find. Like I haven't seen like hardly any like near our apartment. It's like we're just sitting there like waiting, and I was just like praying we could just find like a taxi that like would fit all my luggage. And then the like car, like the hatchback, just like comes, and we see it. I'm like, and it, like typically like if it's there, like it's already full of people, but like there was not a single person in it. It was awesome. And so it just like came, and then we like got all my luggage and stuff, and then I just went to my new sector, which is Po' Boy. And I'm in, like, the sector. So, Po' Boy is our zone. And then I'm in the sector Kumasi. And so then I went and met up with my new companion, Elder Dicabelli. And then we took like another cab to get to our new apartment stuff. It's like pretty small compared to like the other one, but like it's awesome. Like it has running showers, toilets, like everything, water filter, like everything's here. So it's super awesome. And then I just like spent the rest of the time unpacking my stuff. And we were gonna go out to the sector, but then we just ended up not having time, because then we went and, like, got food and stuff, and then, like, it was already past, like, the time. Because it kind of took a while to, like, unpack all my stuff. And then, because that day, like, took a while, like, in the morning and stuff with, like, glaucoma and everything. So that's, like, but, so then, let's see. Okay, so then, later, like, after dinner, like, when we got dinner, my comp, like, bought some mangoes. While we were eating them, the mangoes, like, broke the bottom of my retainer, like, halfway off. So, like, it was just, like, stabbing, like, out of my mouth. And so, like, I couldn't, like, shut my mouth because it would just, like, stab into my mouth. So, I just, like, had, like, my mouth open. Like, you guys help me. So, then, other Austin ended up, like, he tried using his Leatherman, but it didn't work. So then he like took my toenail clippers and like ended up using that to like just like rip the whole thing just out, because it literally like it was just jacked up. He was already broken and then it just got worse from the mango, and so we just took it all out. And so like there's like still like cement left on my teeth, but like the thing's out of my mouth, so it's like fine. Like it doesn't even like bother me really. I'm just like, just get it fixed when I get home, like, honestly. Just, like, whatever. But, yeah, so that was, like, basically it for Wednesday. It was kind of a crazy day. It was super, like, super funny. Like, first day in the apartment, already crazy stuff happening. But it's super cool. I'm here with, like, Elder Austin, his companion, Elder Mupata, and my companion. It's super cool. They're the zone leaders, and then my companion's the district leader. So it's pretty cool. Bunch of leadership here. And then Thursday, got up at like 6 and stuff, like went and like cleaned the kitchen, took a shower and studied, and then went to this sector. Like we were just like teaching for a while, and then after that, so we went and taught this one girl, Sister Cynthia, and like her brother, and like they're probably gonna get baptized this next Sunday, hopefully. It just depends on their parents. And so like we were teaching her, and then we went and met the first counselor in the district, Rick, who's pretty cool. We were with him for a while, and I guess like he like acts like the bishop, because I guess like the bishop of our ward like doesn't live in the boundaries of the ward, so it's kind of weird. I don't really know what's going on there. I'm gonna talk to the president of the state president, and like just figure out like what the heck to do, because it's like not right. And then we went there, and then after there we went to like some dude's house. He like just finished his mission in Ghana, so I was like just speaking a bunch of English with him, and I guess he served with like another LeBaron. So, like, I don't know if that's, like, the Josh, like, Josh and Emily, like, the twins. Like, I don't know if it was him that was there, but it's, like, because he's from Utah. So, like, that's what I thought, but I don't know. You guys should, like, figure that out, because that would be pretty cool to know. But, yeah, so he served with the LeBaron, so kind of small world. And so then we came back to the apartment, and a bunch of missionaries that came to our apartment that were, like, sick. One of them was Elder Sorensen, so that was super cool. Because him and I are, like, way close. He's a total stud. So we're, like, just talking, like, the whole night and stuff. Because, like, he's been pretty sick. But, like, he's doing better now. Let's see. So that was Thursday, and then Friday was pretty great. Just got up, studied, made some breakfast for everyone. And then I showered and stuff, and then left to the sector at like 1:30-ish. And then we went and like walked around, like started doing overbay with like people. Just trying to like find people to teach. Because, like, my comp's, like, pretty new to the sector, too, because I guess it just changed. Like, he was in Rambla, but I guess, like, our sectors now is Kumasi. And so, like, so he's, like, only been here for, like, 3 weeks in Kumasi. Like, it's, like, the same place, same apartment, but it's just, like, a little bit further away. And so, we've just been, like, trying to find people and stuff. And then we taught Sir Cynthia and Frere Eve, who are, like, that brother and sister who are hopefully going to get baptized this Sunday or Saturday. And then after that, we went to the apartment. I just bought, like, some food to eat because, like, we don't have any food, like, in the apartment. Like, we didn't have any food because it's just, like, the end of the month. And, like, that's just kind of what happens every month. Like, you just kind of run out of stuff that you've bought. And, like, no one has money. It's, like, we just were, like, just buying, like, different food, like, every night and stuff. And so then, so that was that. That was Friday. And then Saturday, we had the service to Baptism. For Elder Austin and his comp. And my comp, like, had to do the Trin de Baptême for them. And then we went and, like, got our money from the bank because it came on Saturday and stuff. And then after that, we went to the, like, little supermarket to, like, get stuff. And then we went back to our apartment. And then we went a few hours later to, like, some village that's, like, in our sector. And it's super cool. So we take, like, some, like, little sketchy boat to, like, get across, like, some little lagoon to get to the village. It's so cool. It's, like, the coolest experience. And so then, so that was that. After that, then we just, like, went back to the apartment, and that was, like, it for Saturday. And then Sunday, we had church and stuff. I, like, bore my testimony since, like, my first Sunday there. And they had, like, these other people, like, share their testimonies because I guess they just got back from the temple. And, like, one family that got up, like, it was super weird. Like, they start bearing their testimony on, like, the sacrament. Like, it was just super random. And then, like, because, like, here, like, they get up as, like, families to, like, bear their testimony. It's kind of weird. And so then, like, his wife was, like, gonna bear her testimony, but just, like, started laughing. Like, it was super weird. And then she started her testimony, and then, like, at the end, and, like, instead of her saying, like, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, like, they, like, lifted up their kid, and, like, the kid was, like, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Like, it was the weirdest thing. So, like, super weird. This ward is kind of weird here. And so then later we had, like, a leadership council meeting, like, with the ward, like, leadership and stuff. Like, our dempe, or our, what's it called? Our missionary, the ward mission leader? I think that's what it is. Yeah, the ward mission leader. He's kind of psycho, man. Like, he was just, like, freaking out, like, yelling at, like, because the first counselor, like, kind of leads it, but, like, it's kind of weird, because typically the bishop leads it, but there's no bishop in our ward. It's just, like, a counselor, and so it's just, like, a huge mess, man. And so, like, everybody's just kind of, like, just talking out of turn. It was, like, super disorganized, like, crazy stuff. And so I just decided, like, because there's a scripture in 3 Nephi 11, 29 through 30, that, like, talks about how, like, quarreling with others and, like, disorganizations, like, of the devil. So I stand up, I just, like, raise my hand, I'm like, hey, like, can I, like, speak? So they're like, yeah, like, you can say something. So I, like, stand up, I start reading the scripture to them, and, like, just bit by bit, just, like, looking at them, like, just kind of going really slow, just, like, letting the spirit just really, like, sink in. And, like, I just continue to, like, explain at the end how, like, if they're just gonna, like, write that, they just have the, if they're just gonna, like, act like that, like, they just have, like, the spirit of the devil. And then, like, I told them that, like, they just need to, like, restart the meeting and, like, just re-pray because, like, the spirit's not here, like, this is not how this is supposed to be run and stuff.
all of them were just like, what the heck? Like, it was, like, super funny. Like, I totally got them all to, like, calm down. And then I just, like, shut my book. I shut my Book of Mormon and just sat down. And then they just, like, restarted the meeting and stuff. It was really funny. But then, like, towards the end of it, then they just started getting back to that. And I just, like, realized that, like, I just need to talk to the stake president. And, like, they need to get this leadership figured out here. Because that's the problem. This ward doesn't have a bishop, doesn't have a leader. And so it's, like, it's not good. It's, like, causing a bunch of problems. Like, I feel like the church is going to, like, fall apostate here. So hopefully that doesn't happen. The church is kind of nuts here. It's not normal. But it's okay. I'm here to fix it. And so then I was like then we like went back to the apartment and stuff. And I was just like talking with like Elder Austin for like ever. Like we were just talking just about like different stories back home and stuff. And like I was staying up to like 12:40 at night. It probably wasn't the smartest thing, but it was pretty fun. And so then that was like it for Sunday. And then this morning I just got up. Clean the apartment, wash my clothes, and then we left to the market to like go buy like the food for the apartment for the month. And now we're just chilling at the apartment. Probably go to the cyber in a little bit, hopefully. And I'll be able to talk to you guys because I didn't get to talk to you last week. But that's like basically it for my week. I love you guys tons. Hope you guys have been doing awesome. I'm doing great here. Everything's awesome. Love the new sector. Love everything. It's great. Love you guys tons and can't wait to talk to you. Love you.